Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll find out what's going on in Florence County and Lake of the Woods, Minnesota, and we'll go sailboat racing on Lake Superior, all that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from his home in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, Jeff, you've got a bit of a break from tournaments and time to spend with the family, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a break. It's nice to have these times in the summertime when everybody's around and we can get things done. And that's, you know, I've been prepping for my trip with my son Robert to head up to Mercer this next week and working on the boat. Yeah, it's a staff boat, Dan. So it's more than me that uses this boat. It's mostly me, but it's more than me. And sometimes I get this boat back and something doesn't work, and now I gotta troubleshoot and track down things. It's kind of a pain in the butt to work on a boat, to be totally honest, Dan. I give props to the guys that do it full time. I feel like I can get my way around a car a whole lot easier than a boat. Everything's just crammed in there, but we're getting there. It's nice to have that time and get some other house projects and stuff done too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I used to work on my own cars, but I don't even try anymore. they're so technical and computerized and everything. And boats? No. I just take it back to Cedar Lake Sales and say, hey, guys. but I haven't had much trouble. Usually it's right at the beginning of the season, if there's anything. And, boy, the last 4 or 5 years, no problem at all. So I knock on wood and fiberglass and aluminum and everything else that's in those boats. And,
Normally it's all right. But, it's a trip up into, it's not the middle of nowhere. Mercer has a lot of great amenities and there's places around, but when you're out on the island and something happens, that's when you still have to find your way back.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to make sure things are working properly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that is on which flowage now? That's on the,
Turtle Flambeau. Turtle Flambeau. And, we got our campsite reserved. That you need to reserve the campsites now on the islands. And so we got ours reserved and ready to go. And it's a different one than we normally go to. So we're excited to see what that looks like. Kind of a different section of the flowage. I'm going to explore that, try to keep myself pinned over there to explore the fishing on that end of the flowage. And I'll probably end up wandering back to some of my usual places anyways, just because that's just the way it goes. We'll be up there for 4 days, 3 nights, so should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I've heard good reports from that flowage this year. Haven't talked about it on the radio, but a few friends who fish it say they've been catching bass and walleyes. That's the main thing, and the occasional muskie. They're there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have certainly caught muskies by catch. Most of the time we are fishing for walleyes and bass every now and then. I really love bluegill fishing's good too, but the crappie fishing up there.
Yeah.
There's the size limit, the 10-inch size limit on them, and they tend to grow very large on the flowage. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have heard that as well. And you also spent a day with your daughter in the Dells. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, she's been begging for something to do. Like, I take Robert up to the islands, and even though she would love camping and doing an island trip, she would not love it for the length of time that my son loves it. She just does not have that same, you know, patience for things like that. She'd get bored after a while. So, trying to come up with something else, you know, and so this trip, because we're so close to Wisconsin Dells where we live, we figured, well, we'll go down to the Dells and we'll just, you know, kind of spend a day and a half or so there. And I see this as like a build on stuff. You know, she and I will eventually make it to like, Chicago and the museums, and we'll do something that I think is going to pique her interest and kind of keep us moving throughout the day more than just one thing where she's just got to survive type situation. Just puts her in a different place.
Yeah. Well, the Dells, it's hard to be bored in the Dells, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, we were not. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't bored last week, and I fished the upper Wisconsin River with Dan Groppengeiser. Unfortunately, it was a typical post-cold front, blue sky, sunny, northeast wind, and a tough bite. You know, we were after muskies, and we ended up with just a few smallmouths. He fishes out of a sea arc with a jet-powered outboard. It was really cool. It's just what you need for river fishing. And this week, I'm heading up to the Chippewa River to fish with my son, John, and Bimbo Gifford. We are going to be a team in the Treelands Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship. So this is kind of a practice run, either in John's drift boat or Bimbo's got a river boat that we have fished out of before. And then Bayfield for Lost in the Woods Improv. I'm going to catch a show at the Bayfield Winery on Wednesday night and sail on Thursday in one of the boats John runs with Mark and Connie LaBarber. So I'll be having fun up north, too, next week when you're up there. Yeah. Well, coming up, Joe Henry gives us a fishing report from Minnesota's Lake of the Woods. Eric Prince tells us what's going on in Florence County. And sailboat captain John Small, speaking of him, tells us how you can get started in sailboat racing on Lake Superior. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Melissa Bachman from Winchester Deadly Passion, and I'm excited to invite you to my Fleet Farm Seminar Tour. This year, I'm going to be making 10 stops across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and South Dakota. Join me for a seminar packed with proven deer hunting tactics like rattling, decoying, and even a live Q&A where you can ask anything. Every attendee will be entered to win an incredible prize package worth over $1,000. Visit melissabachman.com for tour dates, locations, and more details.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of unclouded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Some plans just hit different when they start before sunrise. From bucket list hunts to unforgettable getaways, your next adventure starts here. Visit ducks.org/NTA. Find the trip that fits your kind of outdoors and make your move. The DU National Trip Auction, presented by Google.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV and UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now is the Director of Florence County Economic Development and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce, and Uncle Sam, last month, and we talked about that, Eric Prince.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Eric, funny. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, it's been a very busy summer, and we had fun with that parade, as you can tell.
I'm sure you did, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people loved it, and I'm expecting to do more floats next year, and people are already talking about it. So yeah. A lot of fun.
Cool.
Good stuff for a small town.
Yeah, I posted that photo of you and your wife on my Facebook page with a note and a link to my show. But people looked at it, and some of my friends thought it was me because I got a white beard, you got a white beard, and you had sunglasses on. Anyway.
Well, next year we'll have you come up and wear the outfit.
That would be fun, actually. Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, it would.
Well, let's talk about August. We are into August. What's going on in Florence County?
Well, we have a few things happening. We have this great fishing derby coming up in Long Lake on Saturday, August 15th. You can register now all the way up to the 15th at 9 a.m. But they do prizes for bullhead. They have a special bluegill contest for kids 15 and under, 50-50 raffles. It's really a big family event. They actually have a pretty big turnout every year. So that's a lot of fun. They measure fish on Long Lake from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's really a family event, and they get quite the turnout there. Also on that day, we have Kaiser Lake Campground. They're under new ownership. They're doing a lot. They just built an additional 8 campgrounds, I believe. They bring in a food truck every other weekend or something like that. And then they have a mini golf course that they resurrected. They're bringing that back. They're renting UTVs and ATVs. They are doing so much. They love our community, and they're just revitalizing that whole campground, which is located right next to Kai's Peak Ski Hill. So lots of fun on the 15th. And then the week before that, we have Music in the Park. That's a big event for us during the week. Thursday, August 13th, from 5 to 8, we have the Extra Mile, which is a derivative of Next Mile, which is a very well-known regional band up here. And then we have Hogwild Smoke Meats, and then we have a face painter, D's Creative Faces, that comes and takes care of the kiddos. We normally get 100 or so people that show up for that. It's a really fun community event, and that's on the 13th. On August 18th, we have Richard P. Smith. He's an outdoor writer and photographer, and he's going to do an overview of understanding black bears, biology and life history, how to identify bear sign, what bears like to eat, that kind of thing. And you know how it is up here. We have a lot of black bear.
Yeah.
That's on Tuesday, the 18th, from 6 to 7:30. You can do that at the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center in the lower level conference room, or you can attend virtually. So for all of your folks listening that might have a place up here, or maybe they have another place throughout Wisconsin and they want to learn about black bear, they can join virtually. They just have to go to exploreflorencecounty.com under the events tab. It'll be a Teams or a Zoom link, but we do that remote as well.
Hey, Richard Smith is a friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He is probably the nation's leading expert on black bears. He's been studying them and hunting them for probably 50 years, if not more. That should be a great evening for sure.
Well, what I should do is get you the flyer and you can share it with folks, and it has the links and stuff on it. It'd be nice to get a full house for Richard.
Yeah, send me that info. We'll put it out there.
Sounds good. And then the big thing coming up is our county fair. We're really trying to rebuild. I have this crew that's coming in. They're actually going to build a whole bunch of kids' games this year. You know, I've heard things like, well, there's not really a lot to do for the kids. We have inflatables, but well, we're trying to build that out. You know, we have the mud run. We have the truck pull. We have the horse pull, all the entertainment. There's more things that I'm working on with the county fair board. I want people coming back every year, right? I don't want anybody leaving like their tank is empty. They didn't get enough to eat or there wasn't enough to do. I don't want that. I want people to come here and go, you want to go to a county fair? go to Florence County Fair. And you know what? I want to hear the good, bad, and the ugly. If there's something that you would love to see, let me know. But you know how it is. All things take money.
Yep.
And people talk about rides. Well, rides take money. I worked with the greatest festival committee down in Milwaukee, and we did awesome things together at St. Greg's. And I was on that committee for 17 years, and I'm still very good friends with all the people that I was on the committee with. We did a lot of good things, and I want to bring that here and show them what we can do and don't think that we have to spend so much money that we can work with the vendors in that. So it's going to take a year or two to get things turned around, but Ray Mills and Joe and the whole team that have rebuilt the mud bogs and the truck pulls, the whole runway, these guys have worked tirelessly the last 2 years anyway to rebuild that all. We want it to be an event. It's a three-day event. We want people to come back and enjoy it.
Yeah. What are the dates on that?
August 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Very good.
The 28th, we open at 3. On Friday, we do karaoke, truck pulls. There's a band, Victorious. Then on Saturday, we're going to do arm wrestling, which is becoming a really big thing, actually.
Oh.
We have the mud bog all on Saturday. Next mile is coming. We have old-fashioned kid games that we're looking to build out. And then on Sunday, we have the car show. We have music by Love and Country. We have the draft horse pull, classic car and motorcycle show and awards and all that stuff. It should be a fun weekend. You know how it is. We just hope that we have great weather.
Yeah, yeah. Arm wrestling. Are you going to compete?
No, no.
No, you don't do that.
No, that's a little bit behind me. Uh-huh. Some of the guys up here are really big.
Yeah.
I actually know one of the guys. He used to work here at County. One of those guys that goes to the gym all the time working out.
Yeah.
You know, his biceps are as big as my thigh kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no,
yeah.
I'm not interested.
Okay. You'll do the dunk tank, but not the arm wrestling.
Right on.
Yeah.
You're getting to know me very well, Dan.
Yeah, so how are the rivers doing?
We were out. My brother was here with his family about 2.5 weeks ago. We went on the Oxbow. It was kind of low. We had to pull out a couple of times. But some friends of ours went on Friday, and we got a dousing. It was like a bucket. It was something you see on the Northwest, you know, the rains that they get in Seattle and that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of rain we had for, it was like a day or two. But it raised the river by about 6 inches. And my friend Tracy and her family, they went out on Friday. We did it. It was about 2 hours and 45 minutes. They did it in about 2 hours.
Wow.
So the weather has been great. I mean, if you want to go on the Oxbow, I would go on it today. Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. And you're seeing deer?
I am. A lot of little ones, but I've seen a few bucks, you know, in velvet. So promising, always promising to see that.
Yeah, cool. Well, Eric, I think we'll let you go. I appreciate the update, and we will talk again probably right after Labor Day.
Sounds like a plan.
Folks, Eric Prince is the Director of Florence County Economic Development and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce. We talked about a lot of activities, and there's a lot of informal stuff you can do up there, too, paddling the rivers, hiking the trails, riding the trails with ATVs, UTVs, and horse trails as well, if you're interested in that. You can learn about all these opportunities at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Lake of the Woods, Minnesota is called the walleye capital of the world, and we'll hear why in just a few minutes. Their website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. And joining us now with a fishing report and more from Lake of the Woods is Joe Henry. He's the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism and a regular guest on the show. Joe, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you're quite welcome. Now, your weekly fishing report talks about where the fish are biting and what's going on Lake of the Woods, and you mentioned the dog days of summer in this week's report. I haven't heard that term in a long time, but people talk about that. For folks who don't know, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's a phrase that talks about this deep summer period in August when things are really hot. And, of course, weed growth on a lot of lakes is real high. You have young of the year perch and walleyes and bass and sunfish and crappies that are the perfect eating size for walleyes. So the bottom line is on a lot of lakes in the Midwest, catching walleyes this time of year is a challenge because you got weeds, you got warm water, you got fish going deep, and you got so much bait to compete with. And that's where, you know, really right now, Lake of the Woods just shines. I mean, obviously it helps to have millions of walleyes. That's the starting point. But we have some unique opportunities. You know, we have stained water. The walleyes bite during the day. We got all these walleyes and the cousin, the sauger. And there's a lot of saugers in our lake, so there's always a good bite going on somewhere. And then, you know, during the summertime, like right now, we have a great big basin called Big Traverse Bay. And that's 30 miles north-south by 25 miles east-west. It's almost like a Great Lake. And, you know, the deepest spot in that whole basin is only 38 feet deep. So the whole basin's full of life between emerald shiners, tulipies, something called a perch minnow, which lives in the deeper parts of the basin, young of the year fish, and then, of course, some of the different bug hatches that come out of the mud. You know, people envision, I think, when there's a bug hatch, these walleyes eating the bug hatch, they envision walleyes eating bugs. But in reality, the walleyes are eating the larvae that are coming out of the mud before they turn into a bug. So there's a lot of food out there in that big basin, and there's literally schools of thousands of walleyes out there. So right now, as we speak, the majority of anglers are out there either drifting spinners and crawlers through these big schools and picking them off, or they're pulling crankbaits. They're trolling crankbaits through them. And, you know, it's kind of fun too. You know, you can use downriggers. You can use lead core line. You can use a super line with a heavy build crankbait that gets down deep. The other option is, and it's really quite easy, using like a 4-ounce bottom bouncer.
Sure.
With a 6-foot piece of mono and a shallow diving crank. And, you know, just lower that down slow so it doesn't get tangled. But heck, you'll catch all the walleyes you want. Just a nice opportunity.
Yeah, and as you mentioned in your fishing report, and as you just kind of outlined here, you've got different water types, even on this one lake. You've got islands, you've got a deep basin, you've got deep structures.
The Rainy River.
Yeah, and you got the Rainy River. Yeah, so it's not like it's one little lake that the walleye shut down, you're done. You know, they're biting somewhere.
They're always biting somewhere. You know, Lake of the Woods is big. So we talk about it in three areas.
Mm-hmm.
The Rainy River, which feeds Lake of the Woods. And on the Rainy River, you know, that feeds Lake of the Woods. And it actually comes out of Rainy Lake from our east, 60 miles east. And it goes straight west to the town of Bedette. And then it turns north 12 miles and dumps into Lake of the Woods. So there's 42 miles of navigable Rainy River to fish. And, you know, there's always a resident population of walleyes in that river, Dan. And then, of course, in the spring and the fall, we get a big influx of walleyes because in the spring, they come up the river to spawn. And in the fall, they chase the emerald shiners that swim up from the lake into the river. And they follow them right up. So we have what's called the fall run. But even during the summer, there's a resident population of walleyes that we can fish all year long, plus smallmouth bass, pike. Sturgeon season's open. We have a very, very prolific sturgeon fishery. In fact, the DNR estimates that on Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River, there's over 100,000 sturgeon over 40 inches long. And that's just been an incredible fishery. So the river itself, Dan, is the first phase of this is loaded. But then secondly, we just talked about Big Traverse Bay, the big open water. And of course, the third part of Lake of the Woods is the Northwest Angle, that little tip of Minnesota that sticks up into Canada. It looks like a chimney if you look at our state. And that's where the 14,552 islands of our lake begin. And it's called the northernmost point of the contiguous U.S. In fact, we have the buoy signifying the northernmost point, much like Key West, Florida, has a buoy signifying the southernmost point. It's really kind of a unique place. We have about 15 resorts up in the Angle. Half of them are on the mainland, a little community called Angle Inlet, Minnesota, and the other half are scattered on different nearby islands that are adjacent to shore. Just incredible, incredible fishery, but very different from the big water on Big Traverse.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, these resorts and these opportunities are all mentioned on your website so people can access pretty much everything we talk about and a lot more.
Very true, yeah. And we try to make our website really informative, so we have lots of information about the Northwest Angle. As an example, we have a couple of little short documentaries from CBS Sunday Morning and some other fishing shows that have been up there, just to give people an idea of what it's like. And we do that for all of our different areas. It's a diverse area, and we want to be able to educate people so they can, you know, take a look and say, hey, when do we want to come? Do we want to do open water? Do we want to ice fish it? What kind of resort do we want to stay at? Do we want to stay at one that's full service and has a bar and restaurant? Or do we want to stay at a more of a mom-pop place where we maybe do a combination of making some of our own meals, and then we'll maybe eat at this neighboring resort tonight, and we'll eat at this other cool-looking resort tomorrow? And people do it all different ways, but there's opportunities, there's options, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've talked a lot about fishing this summer, but fall is coming, and you've got great hunting there as well.
Well, that gets overlooked because of the good fishing. it flat out does. But I mean, if all we had to promote was hunting, Dan, we have a world-class hunting area. I grew up in central Minnesota, and even in central Minnesota, there's some nice public hunting areas, but they get hammered, and they get hammered a lot. Like, there's a lot of people hitting them, and it makes it tough, right? When you go to Lake of the Woods, there's literally hundreds of thousands of acres of public hunting land. And then not only that, a lot of these areas, they have both dirt roads going through them. They have ATV and UTV trails. And then they also have some dedicated hunter walking trails. So it's a joint effort between the Rough Grouse Society and the DNR, but they've made dedicated walking trails. So it's kind of cool. You're in this deep woods. For instance, Beltrami Island State Forest is one of them. Mm-hmm. And you go to this area and you pull up to a walking area, and there's a parking area there for a few cars. You'll have a sign there that shows an aerial view, and it shows a nice orange trail. Those walking trails always make one big loop, so you come right back to your vehicles when you're done, which is really, really convenient. You can't get lost. And the grouse we have, I mean, we have tons of grouse. Rough grouse, most popular. They call that the chicken of the North Woods. Really good eating, and we have just lots of them. And then the second kind we have is a spruce grouse. Now, spruce grouse, they're a little bit more geared towards pine trees, and they're more of a darker meat, kind of a darker looking bird. And then the third kind is called a sharp-tailed grouse, and a little bit bigger bird. The sharpies like to live on the edge of the woods near agricultural land, and there are certainly some public hunting areas, too, that you can go after the sharpies. You get an opportunity for three species of grouse. You got lots and lots of land, and it's kind of nice, too, because you got the resorts really close by. A lot of people will come up for a hunting trip, and they'll say, you know what, since we're up here, let's do a half a day or a day on a charter. We won't pull a boat, but we'll just go jump on a charter boat and get a little bit of walleyes. And it makes the trip kind of enjoyable.
Yeah, it certainly does. I have fished up there a number of times and hunted up there only once. I spent 3 days grouse hunting, and we did very well on the ruffs and pretty well on spruce grouse. And we ran into snowshoe hares, which were abundant that year. And the snow had not fallen yet. This was mid-November, and so we had white bunnies running around in the brown woods.
Pretty easy a spot, huh?
Easy pickings, yeah. We had a great time. And, of course, the fishing, and I've ice fished up there as well. I love it up there. It's a great place to do pretty much anything in the outdoors.
Well, it is. And, you talk about ice fishing, too. And, for people that haven't been to Lake of the Woods ice fishing, I mean, arguably, I'd say we're probably the top ice fishing destination in North America. And our resorts, almost every one of them caters to ice fishing in the winter. And you can certainly bring your own gear if you want to. And you can just get a pass on one of our many ice roads and go out to where the walleyes and saugers are and set up on your own and fish. But, what a lot of people like to do is they'll come up and they'll rent either a day house from our resort or they'll rent a sleeper fish house. Of course, a day house is where you go in the morning and either the resort will take you out to a heated fish house on the fish, or you can drive out on one of their ice roads. It might say, okay, Dan, today you're going to be going out of this access, and I got a nice 5-lane plowed highway going out there for you, and you're going to go at 7.5 miles. You'll make a left on a little sign that says Walleye Way, and your house number 22, it's the second one on the right. The holes are drilled. They're cleaned out. The house is banked. We just set it up there. Fishing's been good. We got the thermostat set at 70 and the bait's in the fish house for you. So, Dan, if you need anything, our phone number's on the sheet inside the fish house. I'll always have fun. And it's kind of cool because, with that stained water we have, those walleyes bite better during the day than they do at night. So you don't have to be out there at midnight to catch a walleye. In fact, it's not as good. Now, some people like to stay out on the lake and stay in a nice sleeper fish house that the resorts will provide for you. And that's kind of an adventure for a lot of people, almost like ice camping. They'll bring their own food out. Of course, they bring their oil and their batter and stuff for fish fry out there. And Some of them have propane burners. Some of them have propane burners and an oven. So you can bring out your lasagna, your pizzas, your fresh rolls for the morning. And it's really kind of neat waking up. You know, you sleep real good. It's whipping cold outside, nice and cozy, 70 degrees with a couple of bunk beds inside. And, you know, you wake up in the morning, get the coffee going, and first thing you do is throw a hat on, start jigging for walleyes. It's fun. It's neat.
Yeah, I can't believe we're talking ice fishing already, but that sounds appealing the way it has been this summer. So doggone hot much of the summer.
We know it's coming, don't we? Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, we got to let you go. And I mentioned your weekly fishing report. People can subscribe to that on your website, correct?
They sure can. Yeah, it's a fishing report every week. And then every other week, we include a few articles and an outdoors recipe to make it more of a newsletter. People really give us nice reviews on it, and just sign up on our website. It's right on the homepage.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you so much, and I will see you in Niagara Falls at the Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference, and maybe we'll talk again before then.
I'm sure we will, Dan. Thanks so much.
You bet. Joe Henry, folks, is the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism, their website where you can learn about everything we talked about and sign up for their weekly newsletter is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Now Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from Bayfield, Wisconsin, on the shores of Lake Superior, is our Northwoods correspondent and my son, Captain Jonathan Small. He's a sailboat captain with All Hands Sailing. Their website is allhandssailing.org. He does trips with teenage campers, with families, with anyone who wants to hire their services, and he also races. Now, John, thanks for joining us again, and you did some racing earlier this summer, didn't you?
I did. Just got wrapped up with race week here in Bayfield. There is a regatta of about 40 sailboats racing every day of the week.
And how do they race?
The races are determined the morning of the race. The whole event kicks off with an around the islands race, which is 63 nautical miles and often takes over 20 hours. I did not race in that one because I was sailing with a client that day. But after around the islands, Monday through Friday, and the race committee will look at the weather, go out on the water, determine what the best course would be to have an upwind start and a downwind finish. And the races are typically around floating markers. So they will plant a marker, give us the coordinates, tell us the heading, and give us which side of the boat it needs to be on when we turn around it. And they usually last 2 to 4 hours.
Okay, so a half-day race, basically.
Yeah, we're on the dock at 9:30 in the morning. The race usually starts at about 11. And depending on the race format, we'll either all take off together or they will stagger it by fleet. And the fleets are determined really by the boat size and its perf rating, which is a handicap number that is determined, you know, basically on the configuration of the boat. And ultimately, you either are owed or owe time to other boats based on their handicap. So if it's a 10-mile race, you may owe a boat 5 seconds per mile, meaning you need to beat them by more than 50 seconds in the end.
Uh-huh, okay. And what boat did you race on?
So I'm racing on Phoenix. The owner is Mark Filanowicz of Bark Point, and it's a J92, so it's a racing sailboat that he purchased 2 years ago. I've been on his crew now for 2 years, and I am a trimmer. I trim sails and the spinnaker, which is the large parachute material sail that we use for downwind runs.
That's the fun one.
That's the fun one, yeah. The big colorful one that you see, most pictures and paintings will have the spinnaker in it.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So how did you do in the last race?
Overall, we took fourth place, so we did not make the podium. We did get 2 seconds, a sixth, and a third in 4 days of racing. They scrubbed the race on Monday because we had a huge thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. So that sixth hurt you then?
Yeah, the sixth hurt us for sure. Yeah, big time.
Okay. When you're racing a course like this, starting into the wind and ending downwind, what's your strategy?
Go fast is the strategy. There's a lot of jockeying for position at the start. So essentially we are starting behind a line that is marked with a boat and a buoy. And the race committee's on the boat to make sure nobody goes over the line too soon. We prep by running the line with the boat and understand how long it will take us to get to the line. The starting time is often a known point in time. And so we sail around behind the line, practicing tacks, and estimate our time to cross the line. And so we want to have a good head of steam, or wind as it is, as we cross the line on time. And of course, there are, like any other mode of transportation, there are rules of the road. And so we want to be on a favorable tack where we have right of way as we cross the line so that we don't have to change our course and other boats have to get out of our way or turn around us as it is. That's a big strategy, in fact. Other than that, be fast, be efficient, a kind of a cardinal rule. I've heard this applied to other things, But, you know, you have a crew of six people managing sails and bringing things up and down, pulling lines, steering the boat. You should know what your job is, what you're doing, and how to do it well, but also do it efficiently. The phrase I've heard is slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Uh-huh. So, if you are conscious and deliberate and don't rush about and trip over things, but do the actions that need to be done, that is the best way to do it.
That's sort of a version of haste makes waste, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Did anything exciting happen on these races?
Well, on the day two race, we found ourselves basically neck and neck with a boat of another class. So we crossed the line first in our fleet and just on the tail of a bigger, much faster boat. It was really exciting. We were going downwind at 10.5 knots, which is as fast as I've been on Phoenix.
Uh-huh. Talk about the jockeying strategies.
Sure. For example, the right of way is given to a boat on a starboard tack, which means the wind is coming from the right side of the boat and your sails are on the left side of the boat. If you have right of way and you are on a collision course with another boat, they got to turn. And so there's been times where we've held our course just because we are going to force another boat to make a move, when maybe it would have been shorter for us to the mark to make a turn, but we realize we're racing against them, and if we force them to make a move that slows them down, well, then we're going to hold our course. So, yeah, knowing the rules of the road, it's a lot of chess. It really is, you know, and it seems like we're all just going in the same direction, but a sailboat cannot sail directly upwind. And so we try to choose our angles carefully. There's a lot of guessing going on in it, honestly. We read the water. We look ahead. We look for gusts of wind. We look to see what boats ahead of us and behind us, what's happening to them, and try to predict what the next best move will be.
And it sounds like it's a little bit like a pool game, too.
It is, yeah. You want to position yourself. Exactly. Just as in pool, you know, playing a safe shot that leaves you a better opportunity further down the race is a smart move.
Cool. How can somebody get into sailboat racing?
My first time on a sailboat as an adult was on a race boat. Basically, I was bartending and the owner of the bar was on a race team, and I worked all of Memorial Day weekend because someone didn't show up. And he said, I'll make it up to you. And he got me a crew position on a very fast racing sailboat. And I had no idea what I was getting into. It blew my mind. You don't really need to know anything about sailing to get on a race boat. The boats do need ballast. We call this position rail meet. And so when a boat is sailing into the wind, it heels, meaning it sails at an angle, and we need weight on the high side of the boat to ballast it so that it doesn't tip too far over and lose steerage. So knowing somebody with a boat is a great way to get started, or showing up at one of these regattas and just being outgoing and introduce yourself and ask if they have any room, because they will take the extra weight just to use as rail meat.
All right. So a hefty person with
yeah,
with a good sense of balance can get into sailing that way.
Yep.
There are more races this summer and fall, right?
Yep. The races I do in Bayfield are the Apostle Islands series, and they are put on by the Wayzata Yacht Club out of the Twin Cities. There is a fall series coming up. I believe that's Labor Day weekend. And then there is the Dobson Cup, named after Kenny Dobson, who is a longtime stalwart marina owner from Bayfield, Wisconsin, later in September. There's the Silver Bay Scramble, which is a race from Bayfield to Silver Bay, so across the lake. I know I will be doing the Labor Day weekend race. Otherwise, I'm fishing in Canada.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us. Happy sailing, and we will talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Captain John Small with All Hands Sailing, their website, allhandssailing.org. Check it out. And if you're interested in sailing, check out the Wayzata Yacht Club website, WYC.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to ProHearingCare.com to book a free consultation.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care of, Professional Hearing Care LLC of Boston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, ProfHearingCare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org, and Deer Hunt Wisconsin, my annual TV special, is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
We are online all the time. Check us out at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page there, or you can check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. And Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors, and I'm there as Hardwater Jeff.
Hunters with disabilities have until 15th of September to confirm their hunting locations with their sponsors. There's over 70,000 acres in 47 counties enrolled for this hunt, and it'll take place the whole week, October 3rd through the 11th. And new this year, eligible hunters can also hunt statewide on Youth Hunt Weekend. That's October 10th and 11th. Details on the DNR website. Keywords are deer hunting. And you can also help DNR survey deer and Game birds, for details, visit the DNR website, keywords Operation Deer Watch and Game Bird Survey. And don't forget, as Eric Prince told us, Richard Smith, he's a well-known bear photographer and hunter. He'll present a talk on understanding black bears Wednesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. in the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center in Florence. It's free, and you can also attend virtually. Details at exploreflorencecounty.com. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is next Wednesday, August 12th at Bayfield Winery. It's a dinner show, and I will be there with some friends. I hope you can join me. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. We've been getting outside. Now you get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.